To more community connection, WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. So happy to be here today with two wonderful people who have stepped up to the plate and taken over the Light Up Norwin festivities. It's going to be a great evening. I can't wait to hear more. Joining me today are Ava and Matt Williams. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having us, Jen. Glad to be here.
Well, we're glad to talk to you about this wonderful evening. I myself have participated in Light Up Norwin, probably not to age myself, but probably for at least the last decade, bringing over the kids from Queen of Angels to march in the parade, going over to enjoy the food vendors, going shopping. It's just an absolutely magical evening, and that has a lot to do with the people who organized it. So, Matt, why don't you start? Tell us about the date, the location, and Ava, if you want to jump in at any point and tell us more about the festivities, take your time and tell us all about it.
Yeah, sure. Thanks. So the date this year is November 21st. That's the Thursday, third Thursday, right before Thanksgiving there. And the parade goes right down Main Street in Irwin, starts down at 2nd Street near the post office and goes up to Pennsylvania Avenue. And we'll start the event at 5 o'clock that evening. We have some fun entertainment that we're going to be having. Some of the students of Main Street Music, the Dancing Jays. There's a number of them which is going to be great. And yeah, as you said, it's a really time-honored tradition in Irwin. It's always such a nice event, so well attended. We're praying for good weather. We had great weather last year, and I know some estimates were at around 15,000 attendees. So it's a great event, and it's certainly I'm learning that it's also a great feat to organize such an event. This is our first time around with this, and it's going really well. We have a lot of new things we can talk about that we're going to be doing this year. But yeah, really looking forward to it.
Eva, why don't you add to that?
Yes, I mean, like Matt said, I've lived here my whole life, so I've been coming to this parade for probably since it started. I mean, so it's definitely a tradition in our household too, and it has gotten exponentially bigger over the years. We've never put together a parade before, so this is the first time, and it's going really well. There's like Matt said, there's going to be a few different things this year as far as we've added a few decorations and things like that. Yeah, last year was 15,000 people. We're hoping it'll be the same this year. How many do I believe there's over 70 people registered so far to be in the parade, and we're expecting more. So
Yeah.
yeah, it's a nice long event, and Santa, of course, will be there. And yeah, so that's we're
You
looking
know,
forward
let
to
me tell
it.
you, Eva, who else will be there? The Kung Fu Pandas from Queen of Angels are going to be there. We are our
Nice.
cheerleader's theme this year is Kung Fu Panda. So the kids are so excited. They did fundraising actually for this particular event. They raised money so that they could all have panda ears, panda outfits. We'll have several pandas waving to the kids, and the whole truck is turned into a panda this year. So we are super pumped about the parade. This is the highlight for the children in that community. I know the children from Norwin, the Norwin band comes. Which is just spectacular. Like you said, Santa is a big piece of that for sure. Any other highlights? Anybody else you want to highlight who's going to be in the parade this year?
Matt,
Well,
yeah.
there's so many great participants and floats and all of the things that people do, which really make it so special. As far as highlighting just one or two, not really. I really just think of it on the whole. It's just heartwarming to have People, getting in touch and expressing their excitement for being involved. As I said earlier, we're doing some things a little bit differently this year. So there are some new things, and one of them is the website, which
Okay.
people can go to, which is lightupnorwin.org.
Okay.
And for the first time, people have been able to go onto the site and register, electronically through there. And there's been a lot of great interaction, through that process with people. It just gives you that little extra ability to can kind of continue the conversation and hear people's stories and about what they're looking to do. It just is really, really heartwarming. But as far as anyone in particular, as far as the participants, I just think they're all great.
Wonderful. All right. So we've got to ask the question. How did you two end up with this assignment? Are you still asking yourselves that question right now? A
Yeah,
little
maybe.
bit. Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah, maybe a little bit. So I know for a number of years, and you've interviewed her several times, Roseanne Novotnak has chaired this parade so expertly and has done such a great job with it. And I don't know how many years that she did it, but it was a lot. And as I said earlier, it's a lot to put together. It's a heck of a lot of work to do. For her, it just came time to just maybe pass the torch a little bit. There weren't a whole lot of people stepping up necessarily to take the torch whenever she looked to pass it. And Eva and I, we're both Rotarians. This parade for the last number of years has been presented by the Norwin Rotary. I'm the president-elect. I'll be the president of the club next year. But we're both very much involved in the community and loved Irwin, loved to put on events in Irwin. Eva can speak to her involvement. She is the president of the Irwin Business and Professionals Association now, and has done such a great job. That organization brings so many great events into Irwin. So I think it was kind of a natural ask, to see if we would be interested to do this. And there were, certainly a lot of, I waffled. I won't, for a while I waffled because I know what goes into it. I've seen, her and also I certainly have to mention Gary Ed, who has been the parade director and continues to help me this year with that. I mean, we're in talks about every day, but we Eva and I, we talked it over, and it was a very intimidating thing to do, but ultimately we said yes, and also realizing that what Roseanne did by herself, we would need a very big team of people to fill those shoes and make this happen, and have the hope of it all working as it should. I'm also involved with the Pennsylvania Masons. I'm the president of the Scheidel Lodge in Irwin this year as well. And that's a bigger group and that does a lot of community work as well, and has been present pretty much at every event we've held through the IBPA and such in Irwin this year. And so my little caveat was I'm going to need some extra help, and they were willing to help out. And so they've kind of come on for the first time as a co-presenter of the parade and are really assisting in so many ways with the organization of it. So it's excited that's one of the new aspects of the parade this year. We have some new people involved that really have a heart for community work. It's gone very well. I've learned a heck of a lot, through the process, but through having that bigger team of people to kind of bounce ideas off of, and I hear their ideas, let them bounce ideas back off of us, and just have these discussions. We've come up with some some new things, as I've mentioned a few times, that we're going to introduce. For example, we will have a stage at 4th Street in
Okay.
front of the world famous Irwin Arch, is where it will be located. And we knew that we wanted to have that, and we wanted to be able to call out the parade units as they came by through the center of town. And so once we decided we wanted to do that, of course we also knew that we needed, somebody to kind of take on that role as a master of ceremonies. And speaking of having this kind of group collaboration, I don't recall exactly who it was. I think it might have been Nick Poole from Calvary Church. Had mentioned Rick Seeback from WQED, and I have always loved his documentaries, the Kennywood Memories, and all those things that he's put together. And he's got such a unique presentation. And we maybe thought that, okay, that may be a pipe dream, but we'll reach out to him, and see if he's available. And he was really honored that we reached out and asked him to do that. So he'll be serving as the master of ceremonies for the event, on the stage there in at 4th Street. And we've added, as Eva mentioned, some decorations. We have Bell Park, which is a little bit down Main Street, closer to Pennsylvania Avenue, across from the Snyder Funeral Home, which is a really nice little park. It's got the Irwin school bell from, like, I think it's from the 20s. They salvaged the bell from it.
1893.
I'm sorry, what?
Said 1893 on the
1893.
plaque.
Yeah. With the group, we started thinking, what are some other things we can do? And we decided we wanted to do some extra decorating. And so we got the park decorated a little bit. We started a little bit small, but it sure is nice. And so that will be something new as well this year, that we'll have, just to add to the seasonal spirit of the whole event. So I hope that answered the
Amazing.
question as to how we
No, it's
went.
great.
I kind of
Yeah,
went
it's great. I love it. I love it. I think it sounds wonderful. Anything you want to add?
Oh, Matt covered pretty much all of it. I mean, like he said, like the Bell Park. I mean, it looks really pretty down there, and I don't think a lot of people are even aware that that park is there. And when we went down, I mean, we have lights along the fence and the bells all lit up, which looks great. And we have a forest of lighted trees, and it looks really nice. And I think that, I think people will be excited about it. And, we're going to light that up when we light the rest of the town up. So that'll bring more people down to that end of town as well, because everybody tends to stay at one end or in the middle there, but this will, bring awareness to the park so people can utilize the park. There's a nice gazebo down there too with a picnic table. I mean, lunch or whatever. I mean, it's a great little area, and I'm excited about it. And Rick Seeback, I mean, he's great. He's been so nice and just awesome with everything. And I think people are going to be super excited when they hear him and they see him up on the stage. And it's really exciting. I'm excited to see, everything and how it goes. And I don't know how much we're going to be working, so I don't know much what we'll actually see. I'm hoping to see a good bit of it, but
Yeah,
I don't know.
we'll need to rely on people's videos and pictures for a lot of it, though, that's for sure.
Yeah, definitely, because well, we're actually having it's a breakfast with Santa. It's and I sign people up on light up night. I've done that for years, and I'm inside the Masonic Hall, and we give out free hot chocolate, free coffee, free water, some candy, different things like that. And so that's usually where I'm at on light up night, is signing people up with for breakfast with Santa. So I hope we get a lot of kids this year for that, because I love breakfast with Santa.
This is wonderful. Talking to the Williams from Norwin, and they have taken over the Light Up Norwin Parade It sounds like it's going to be a fabulous night. That's coming up on Thursday, November 21st, and everything kicks off around 5 o'clock and goes throughout the evening. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk a little bit more about what's new with the parade and resurrecting some of the old traditions as far back as the 1800s. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJV. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy, here today with Matt and Eva Williams, and they are the co-chairs of the Light Up Norwin Parade. And I just love talking to you both. You're like the power couple of Norwin now, the incoming Rotary President, the President of the Business and Professional Association, and you're two great people leading two great organizations. And then you're bringing in some new blood, which is really, really important, right? We have to sometimes innovate if we want to keep things going, and traditions are good, but innovations are wonderful. And now there used to be a tree lighting. Will there still be a tree lighting?
There
Yes.
will. The tree for many years at least has been in the Third Street parking lot near S&T Bank, and it'll remain in that same area, and the whole town will be lit at the same time. So the tree, in conjunction with all the lighting on the streets, and as we mentioned, Bell Park. All that will happen at once that evening, and that will be the kickoff to the parade. So that'll happen. Typically happens around 6:20 or so. I don't know that we nailed down the exact time, but right around then, and then after that, the parade begins. So yeah, that's always a lot of fun, and we'll have our mayor Jeff Clem and our current Rotary president Michelle Hanna. Will be there, and that stays with tradition, them being there and kind of counting off and counting down the lighting up of the town and kicking off the actual parade that night.
So that's around 6:20, then the parade starts at 6:30, and that parade usually goes for about an hour and a half.
Yeah, it's a pretty big parade, as you know, and we've discussed, we get so much interest. From units big and small, it's really such a community unity type thing, to use one of Roseanne's favorite expressions, that everybody just comes together and has a great night. And it's a pretty long parade, so and which causes the need for a great amount of preparation to make it work as good as we can get it to work. So we're hoping that it works. If it works, even near as well as it has in the past, whenever I've been an attendee, I'll be certainly happy with that. But we're hoping it all goes well, and I think it will.
I know it will. I have confidence. I know it will.
Thank you.
So,
Thank you.
how do you involve the businesses downtown?
Well, certainly a number of businesses have come on and sponsored the event, which is not only appreciated but just vital. There are a lot of expenses with putting something like this on, and just if I could take a second just to mention them, we've got Live Casino, Somerset Trust, Riverview Auto Group have come in and contributed in big ways, and also Duncan Financial Group, Petrillo Jones, S&T Bank, Club Pure Imagination, Gift Basket World, and Sarah's Candies. Senator Kim Ward has contributed as well, and Grotto Property Services. I have all served as sponsors. Main Street Music here in Irwin is providing the sound and lights for our stage setup this year, which is huge. And not only that, but a lot of consulting work. I've certainly tracked Kevin down more than once at Kevin McDonald over at Main Street. And hey, what about this? What do I need to do here? Are you sure this will work? All these questions. And he's so great, and he's so patient. And he's so good at this too. He's the one that organizes almost single-handedly each year our Gig on Main event in Irwin, where we've had the Clarks play here in town, and that's a big event too. And I don't know how he does it, but But he's been great. And then, certainly as I mentioned, the Irwin Business and Professional Association contributes along with the Rotary and the Pennsylvania Masons. Have all just done so much. And on the, aside from that, the businesses like to decorate, they stay, they just kind of really contribute, to the atmosphere. And that's really the whole year through in so many ways. And one of the aspects of Irwin, which I think really separates this little town from a lot of the other ones, we have business owners that when we talk about the IBPA, it's very rare and unique to have such a group of business owners who each and every Thursday morning at 8 a.m. show up and meet. We have a meeting and we plan events like this and just different, again, fun events, big and small. Just things to make the town fun and interesting and make it a place that people want to come and bring their families. And it's amazing to me. When I came into this, when we moved our offices into Irwin, back in 2020, that's when Lois Hulsleagle was the president then of the IBPA. And she reached out to me. She and Eva does it now, reaches out to any new business owner in town to welcome them and invite them to those meetings. And if you know Lois, she has the sweetest voice in the world. And she called and asked me to come and just hearing that voice, I was going to be there. But I, in all honesty, prior to that, I don't think, Eva and I, neither of us were at much like we are now with regard to working and contributing to community events and all of those types of things. But we went, and at that time they were planning a St. Patrick's Day event, and we had some questions about it, and they said, and we had some suggestions, and they said, well, you can be involved, you can do something with this. And we thought, okay, so we took a day off work and we helped to kind of bring our vision into fruition for the event and decorating, and we set up some games. And the people that came in, the children and the families that came in, just seeing everybody having such a fun time, we were kind of hooked right then and there, and it just hasn't stopped. So, well, yeah, when you ask, on the businesses, aside from anything financial or anything that is so appreciated and necessary that they all contribute with, the other side of it is that intangible thing, that very rare and unique thing of being present, being involved as a volunteer, only for the purpose of making this town, a better place for people to come and just enjoy their families and enjoy the different seasonal events and just have a good time.
I don't
I
know
think.
how you guys do all that you do. This is a lot on your plate and a lot of volunteering. So tell us about your business, what you two do, and how you're managing to work this into your daily work.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. So there's actually two. Yeah. So it definitely it is a lot. You're right. We've had those discussions many times. We're involved in a lot. We operate a contracting business. That's the main thing. It's called Equity Preservation Services, and it's a general contracting business that also has some aspects of working in properties that have been foreclosed and doing that maintenance. And when you go into that situation, you run into a lot of blighted situations. And we kind of, between Eva and myself and the people that work in the company, kind of it takes a special type of a person to work in those situations. But we've all really taken pride in taking those situations and making them better for a neighborhood and kind of the befores and afters of the work. And over time, coupling that with the fact that we were so involved in the community, there was that just natural instinct to want to find like where you're at. What can we do? How can we apply what we do to make it also a community benefit and kind of work it in there and help people even with that type of contracting? You're working more with banks or loan servicers or that type of thing or government entities. And how can we do this in such a way that it helps people? And I had the idea one day in a flash. I don't know. I just say God, send it to me. But even sent me the name Fight the Blight. And to the, we formed this organization called Fight the Blight. It's a nonprofit. And it was designed to, as the name suggested, to address community blight. But we focus on assisting homeowners who are not able to maintain their properties. So it's typically elderly or disabled homeowners that we work with a lot. And the services that we've offered for them are like general lawn maintenance and overgrowth removal. A lot of times they're just not able to maintain their lawns or secondly, debris and trash removal will clean up. Sometimes people have things build up over the years, and then they get to a point where they just can't physically or financially deal with that. And then we also have done exterior repairs. Typically minor handyman type repairs. On properties. For situations that are blighted or would become blighted if they weren't addressed. And really. Really found that that was met with a great need. Something so basic that a lot of us maybe just kind of take for granted, cutting grass or trimming shrubs or trees or things like that. But for people that are homeowners that are just circumstances have changed, whether it's a diagnosis or the loss of a loved one or an injury or something like that, and they're not able to do those things, but they're able to do the great majority of the things that they need to do in their lives. It's really been, I think, a blessing for them, and it's really taken off. And there's a lot of people who really have come to rely on those services. And then later on, and more recently, we added in work. We have created a program, which I believe is the only program in the country that has an all-encompassing approach to helping people with hoarding disorder. And that's been absolutely amazing to see the progress that people are making. And it's a very misunderstood and very underserved disorder that has a lot more ramification than just somebody's the inside of their home being messy. There's social impacts. There's anxiety and depression that the people go through. There's risk to first responders, fire hazards. There's all types of things that go with that, and we've just seen great progress with that. So we keep very busy between the nonprofit and actually trying to fit in making a living with the contracting business and all of the community work.
Eva and Matt Williams are amazing. This 28 minutes has flown by. You two are a wonderful couple, just a blessing to the Norwin community. We're so looking forward to Light Up Norwin on Thursday, November 21st. So come on to downtown Irwin, get there early, park and walk, right? And get down there and enjoy the tree lighting, enjoy the parade. It's going to have so many wonderful elements to it this year. Thank you both for joining us. Very much.
Thank you.
Thank
And
you.
also, there's shuttles at Calvary Church to
Yeah.
shuttle people into town so they don't have to walk so far. They
Great
can
idea.
park at Calvary and ride in, ride out.
4:30 to 9:30, the shuttle's running to help out with the traffic and parking
Love that
situation.
idea. Love it. Thank you both for joining us on Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. Thanks for listening.